Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock. Hey, friends, what's going on? I got a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and you can actually hear the smile through the microphone. Actually, I don't know how much of a smile I should have, because if Diana finds out that I'm working on a Saturday, she's always like, you spend enough time on that podcast during the week. It's time to spend time with me. And she's 100% right. But on the Friday show, the night got a little long and Eric had to go rest his little head. So here I am. Excuse me. So I'm smiling because we really had a hell of a time, a really, really fun time on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And we touched on a number of great topics that were just fun to talk about. And then we dove into, included in that is the description of the new sex toy called the Baldo, not to be confused with the dildo. You must hear that. And we actually, when we were doing the video live stream, we were able to share the screen to show the audience what the Baldo does. Oh, my God. Ridiculous. But anyway, here I am on the free view, just basically giving you a little taste of what we did. And we played Bet on Ben, that game from back in the day when we were on the radio together. And if you don't know, it's really, really fun and simple. So I have a listener that joins us on the Zoom. In the case that I'm playing for you right here, it's Jimmy from Portland, Maine. So it's Jimmy, Eric, and Ben. I ask Ben a trivia question, and then Jimmy bets whether he's going to get it right or wrong. If Jimmy's bet matches with Ben's answer, let's say Jimmy says, well, I think Ben's going to get that right, and then Ben gets it right, well, then Jimmy wins the prize. It starts out as $1, and it continues to double. As high as you can go is $50. I'm on a budget, I know. But I wanted to play that for you, of the dynamic of how we do it on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. And if you like it, well, then sign up for the Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. That's where the full audio, video, the live streams are all there on my Patreon. Just go there, check it out, and you'll figure the rest out. If you have any questions, email me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. But enjoy this free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast when we were playing Bet on Ben. Here you go. This is fun. I've been bringing Jimmy from Portland, Maine in.
Did you know the answer to that? Did you know Mount St. Helens was right?
Fuck no.
Oh, then why the hell would you bet on me for that?
I don't know anything for trivia.
Sit there with Jimmy, answers questions, and be part of the parade here, or do you want to? It's up to you.
Sure, I'll mute myself.
No, I'll leave it on.
Hi, Jimmy.
Fucking thing on. Hang on. Come on, I've been bringing Jimmy.
Pizza.
Hey, Jimmy, there's something going on here. Can you maybe mute that? Or I don't know. Is there? Are you listening through really loud speakers?
Is he even paying attention?
Jimmy, I don't know if it's on. Is it on a serious delay there, buddy?
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah.
So you can hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I had my phone on, and all right.
Oh, yeah. That was the problem. If you follow along on the phone, it's like delayed, you know?
Yeah. Well, it was just. So now I got you. I didn't.
Oh, you're live, buddy. How are you? How have you been?
I'm good. How have you been?
Very well, my friend. Very well.
Good.
What's it like in Maine right now?
It's about, I'm pretty much want to hang myself from a tree. there's nothing to do. You know, what are you going to do? You know, I'm trying now. Hockey's back, and you know, it's like I don't know. It's just no fans. I don't know.
It sucks. It's horrible. I don't even watch. Man. Fuck that shit.
Yeah.
If the fans aren't there, the whole thing sucks. Tons of big bag of dicks. We all know it.
Well, I got my guitar, man, so I'm all good.
That's all you need. That's all you need. Well, Jimmy, there you go. That's always good to have. Well, here we go. I'm gonna play Bet on Ben with you. How does that sound?
Yeah, well, that's sure.
All right. Here we go. Ben, your
yes.
question.
All right.
It's a question about film.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Ben, what is the collective name for Italian-made Western movies? Jimmy in Maine, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
He knows this.
I think└└└└============            You and I know this, don't we?
Yeah, I know. Ben's a film guy.
Okay.
He knows this. You know,
he's a movie guy.
He's a movie guy, you know?
Ben, you got a solid bet on you. This is for $1. You get this right. Yes. Jimmy and Maine's got $1. So the collective name for Italian-made Western movies, Ben. What do you think?
I think I might know this. I'm going to say Spaghetti Western.
You're damn right it's Spaghetti Western.
Hell yeah, brother.
All yeah. Right.
$1 in the bank, Jimmy. Now, are you going to collect those winnings or are you going to play? Try to double it?
Yeah, if you could just send me the check, that'd be awesome. Fucker. Hey, I've been waiting friggin' for months to get on the show, so I'm going to keep going.
Okay, good.
All right. Nice.
Hell yeah.
All right. All right, Ben. Way back when, in the something known as the fur trade. Have you heard of the fur trade, Ben?
Sure haven't.
Okay. Way back when, it was when they would like use the fur of animals and make a lot of money. I mean, like in states like Michigan, that was a big fur state, you know?
All right.
What were hairy banknotes in the fur trade?
Hairy what?
Hairy banknotes. I guess you could call them like hairy dollar bills. They were known as hairy banknotes.
Is that hairy like hairy balls or
hairy? Exactly. Hairy like hairy balls. or like Nick's beard, hairy. What were hairy banknotes in the fur trade? What were those things?
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I'm going to go against.
Going against you, Ben.
Sorry, brother. I just.
It's a good move.
Maybe you know about hairy banknotes.
All right. Let's see. Man, I want to take a good educated guess.
Okay.
Jimmy's I don't know if you're looking for a specific type of fur or what. I'm going.
You know what? Yes, I am.
Okay. Bank. I'm just
hairy banknotes.
I'm just gonna say squirrel.
a squirrel. I'm sorry, Ben. Jimmy, you've doubled your money. It's Jimmy, do you know by chance?
I'm going to say beaver.
It is a beaver.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Beaver pelt.
Can I play a note?
Ah, yes. Screaming guitar, yes. Okay, every time you earn any more money, you have to jam out a riff, okay?
Got it.
Oh, jeez, that was loud.
Is that me?
I don't know. That was you?
Yeah, that was me.
All right, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh. What was Jesus Christ's zodiac sign?
Where'd you get these questions?
Yeah, seriously.
Trivial Pursuit. Jimmy, okay. are you gonna bet on or against Ben?
Well, I gotta go against. I'm gonna go against.
All right, Ben.
Hell no, I'm not.
What yes. was Jesus Christ's zodiac sign?
See, the problem with that is I don't even think. Christmas is his actual birthday, like according to the Bible. I think it's a different day entirely.
Well,
but
whatever you think, Ben.
But I don't even know the sign for December.
Well, there's 12 you can choose from, Ben.
Yeah, I know.
And when is yours?
It's this month, January. I'm a Capricorn.
Okay.
But I think there's carryover. God, I don't know how these damn things work. The zodiac signs. Wait, he already said he bet against me, right?
He did.
Okay. I'm going to say Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, I'm looking here on Wikipedia, and it says that Capricorn is December 21 to January 21.
Son so, of a... Dang it.
So hey, I get to play another riff, right?
You do get it. Yes, do it. All right.
Sorry.
No, damn no, that's it. Good.
See, I was right. I was right about the carryover.
Yeah. You know, it doesn't fall like at the beginning. It doesn't go like beginning of the month to the end of the month.
Right.
It's like,
damn.
You had it. What the fuck? Is he bonging a beer? He's bonging a beer. Look at him.
Holy crap. Oh my God.
What are you, 17, you asshole? What the fuck?
Fucking Kyler. He told me to do it.
Jeez,
oh, that's
Louise.
Great. Oh man. Holy shit. All right. Jimmy, you got $2.
Okay.
You gonna keep playing?
Sure.
All right, buddy. Ben.
Yes.
What does a boxer's trainer throw into the ring to stop the fight? What does the boxer's trainer throw into the ring to stop the fight? Jimmy, are you betting on or against Ben?
I'm going to go on Ben.
Going to go on Ben. This is a chance for $4. If Ben gets this right, you have $4. Ben, what is your guess?
I feel bad.
hey.
What does the trainer throw into the ring to stop the fight?
I'm going to say a towel.
Somebody show me the towel.
All right.
See? That is correct. You were worried, weren't you?
I was worried.
That is $4 for one Jimmy, and he has an opportunity to double it to $8 if he chooses to keep playing. Jimmy, it's your call.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
All right, buddy. You're on a roll.
Yeah.
Ben, here's the question. What would you be in if you did an Eskimo roll? What would you be in if you did an Eskimo roll? Jimmy, are you betting on or against Ben?
Wow. An Eskimo roll. Eskimo roll. Geez, I've never heard of it.
Isn't Eskimo a slur nowadays?
Can you say that? Can I I'll pass, get a new question.
No, you sure won't.
Come on, man. Ask me a hockey question.
Just no, you don't have to answer it, dick face. All you have to do is bet.
I know, but I he might know it, and I don't like that. I want the money.
Well, then bet the opposite.
What's the question again?
Oh my God.
This is amazing.
What would you be in if you did an Eskimo roll? If you think he's going to know it, obviously you bet on him. If you think he's not going to get it, then bet against him.
All right. All right. Against.
All right. Benny's betting against you. He thinks you don't know what what you would be in if you are doing an Eskimo roll.
I know what an Eskimo brother is, but I don't know what an Eskimo roll is. Do you know what an Eskimo brother is, Eric?
It's something sexual if it's coming out of your mouth.
It's you and another person have sex with the same person. So like if your buddy, like let's say I have sex with somebody and then my buddy has sex with that same person later down the line, we're Eskimo brothers.
Oh.
Yes.
Glad I learned that at 55. Yes.
So like if I had sex with Jackie, I'd be Eskimo brothers with Justin.
Oh, come on. You know, what are you doing? What the Ernie. Fuck? What? You know, I just had to lecture to somebody else about how you crossed the line. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Just trying to make a point.
Oh, shit. All right. Anyway.
Yes, the question.
Yeah. An Eskimo roll. What would you be in if you did an Eskimo roll?
I am going to say, I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say barrel.
Are you in a barrel if you do an Eskimo roll? No, you are not. That's a match, Jimmy. Do you know what it is, Jimmy? What you'd be in? I guess you said that you don't know. Do you know?
What would I be? Maybe a piece of sushi.
No, a kayak. All right.
What?
You know, Eskimo roll.
When you are in a kayak and then the thing spins all the way underwater and the guy goes underwater and he comes back up. You know,
okay.
That's called an Eskimo roll.
I call that panic.
Jesus. I call it drowning.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, very probably.
All right. Eric, comments are up on YouTube.
They are. That's interesting. What's weird?
Yeah, just randomly popped up.
Okay.
Is it all bad?
Probably.
There they are. Hey, everybody.
Would you look at that? I wish I could see these comments.
Too. I thought it was a conspiracy. What the fuck, Eric? What are you doing to me, man? Okay, thanks. I hope you enjoyed it. I know I had a lot of fun playing it, and I hope you had fun listening to it. Thank you for the time. If you want more, please go to patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, folks, have a good one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.